This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want you to listen to the most important thing I'm going to say this morning. It's this: the Holy Spirit of God will never shame you. The Holy Spirit will convict you. The Holy Spirit will comfort you, but the Holy Spirit will never shame you into anything. The Holy Spirit comforts and convicts. And Paul said, my job as a spiritual parent is not to shame you people. And you say, why do I need to know that? Because when we get into chapter 5 in a couple weeks, he talks about a gross, immoral thing that was going on at the church in Corinth that was such that not even pagan people did it. You can read about it in chapter 5 of 1 Corinthians. And Paul wants to set that up. I'm not going to shame you over this, but I will speak a warning to you. That's the word that's used in verse 14. You know what the word warn means? It literally means to put in mind of someone something. To put in mind. A job of a parent is to put in a child's mind. Have you thought about the cost of this thing? Have you thought about the dangers of this situation? Did you know part of parenting is just being a person who puts in a child's mind thoughts they wouldn't normally think of? May I give you a powerful, humorous illustration of this? Annie and I have friends in Columbus whose grandson, when he graduated from high school, bought a used Greyhound bus. Now, listen to this. When I say used, I'm not talking about a bus that had 200,000 or 300,000 miles on it. It had over 1 million miles on it. And he and some of his buddies took this Greyhound bus and they converted it into an RV and told mom and dad, we're going to California in our Greyhound bus that we've rehabbed into an RV. And all the parents involved said, guys, do you think about this thing might not make it? That you might need to consider the cost of the fuel. You might need to think about this or that. We're going. They left Columbus. They got as far as Richmond, Indiana. And it broke down, and that was the end of their trip. They got as far as Richmond, if my memory serves. Part of being a parent is just putting in mind those warning thoughts. That doesn't mean your children will respond. It doesn't mean that they will heed those things, but that's what it means to be a parent. Not to shame our children into anything, but to warn them as dear children. Let's bring up verse 15. Even though you have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I became your father through the gospel. Verse 16. Therefore I urge you to imitate me. The next verse. For this reason, I'm sending you Timothy, my son whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in every church. Not only are we to warn, but we're to love, to have a loving relationship with our children. And let me tell you what love means. Love means you're concerned about the long-range effects of anything your children do. You know, I only remember one thing from economics. When I studied economics in college and high school, I remember one quote by the economics professor when he said, the art of economics consists in looking not merely at the immediate, but at the longer effects of any act or policy. I've always remembered that. You know why? That's the art of life. The art of living in life is not looking at the immediate, but looking at the long-range effects of anything we do, any choice we make, any decision we opt for. What's the long-range effect? And part of being a parent is saying, look at the long range, and I love you, long range. What's this going to mean for your life 10 years out, even 20 years out and beyond?
Well, this message is called Family Lessons from a Spiritual Father, from the Apostle Paul, from 1 Corinthians 4. The message continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org to listen to this message again or any message you may have heard on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.